A prayer. O Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts may be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A text from the reading which David brought to us a short time ago, Acts chapter 11 and verse 23. When Barnabas arrived at Antioch and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. They changed his name to Barnabas. His given name was Joseph. After he became a Christian, the apostles gave him that new name. Mentioned in Acts chapter 4, a name with a meaning, son of encouragement, a name reflecting his character as a Christian. This church, the church of which you and I are part, is named in recognition of this leader amongst the early Christians. There he is on the rood screen. Second from the right, John, Mark, Barnabas, and Paul. And this sermon is a brief and incomplete sketch of Barnabas, whose story we read on and off throughout Acts chapter 4 to Acts chapter 15. There's also reference to Barnabas in Paul's letter to the Galatians, although I'm not going to refer specifically to that. Barnabas was a Jew. He was from Cyprus. He was the cousin of Mark. Mark, again of the rood screen, second from the left, John Mark, the likely author of the Gospel which bears the name Mark. Barnabas became a Christian very early on, though his conversion is not recorded. In the early chapters of Acts, we see God's grace at work with sweeping power. Acts chapter 4, all the believers were one in heart and mind. They shared everything they had. God's grace so powerfully at work among them that no one was needy. They sold their possessions and the proceeds were distributed to those in need. Barnabas sold a field and laid the money at the apostles' feet. A man touched by God's generosity to generosity himself. And as these chapters of Acts go on, we meet Saul, the man who was also to be called Paul. And I may interchange those two names rather randomly in this sermon. Saul, Paul, the apostle. When we first meet Saul, he violently opposed the Christian church. He approved of the stoning to death of Stephen. After Stephen's death, Acts chapter 8, verse 3, we read that Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. They dreaded Saul's knock at the door. And Saul was on his way to Damascus for the purpose of arresting and taking away yet more followers of Jesus, breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples, when he met the risen Lord, Jesus Christ, Acts chapter 9, Saul became a Christian, and not only that, he began to preach that Jesus is the Son of God. Most of the Christians in Jerusalem did not believe that Saul was genuine. When he came to Jerusalem, Acts chapter 9, verse 26, when he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. There was one exception. It was Barnabas. He recognized, as no one else seemingly did, that Paul had truly become a follower of Jesus Christ. He gladly recognized God's grace in Paul. Acts chapter 9 again. Barnabas took him, brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord. The Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. Barnabas, a man generous in what he had, the money from the sale of his fields, generous towards Paul, gladly recognizing God's grace at work in him and commending him to others. And then our reading, which Dave read a short time ago, Acts chapter 11. Gentiles, non-Jews, began to turn to Jesus Christ in faith in numbers. They were not the first Gentile conversions. Read the story of Cornelius and others in chapter 10. And this happened at Antioch. Antioch, a town then in Syria, now in southern Turkey, near to their contemporary border with Syria. Acts chapter 11, verse 20. Men from Cyprus and Cyrene went to Antioch and began to speak to Gentiles also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them. A great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. And news of this, the conversion of many Gentiles, reached Jerusalem. And it was Barnabas they sent to Antioch. And Luke, in this chapter, the words that we heard read, pays Barnabas the warmest of tributes. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. Barnabas was glad. He rejoiced at others coming to faith in Jesus Christ. He spent his time in Antioch among these new Gentile Christians, encouraging them to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. Not only that, he went and fetched Paul, and the two of them, in partnership in the gospel, spent a year there with the church, teaching them. Generous in heart and mind and soul, glad to see others turning to Christ in faith and love, glad to do all he could to encourage others, to strengthen these young Christians, a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. Barnabas and Paul then took a gift from Christians to other Christians in Judea affected by famine. And when they came back to Antioch, having taken the gift, they brought with them John Mark. And there began, and some of us may here remember, some of us of a certain age may remember the blackboards and maps and easels of Sunday schools in the 1950s. Here began Paul's first missionary journey. Acts chapter 13. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." And with fasting and prayer, Barnabas and Paul set out, with John Mark, Barnabas' cousin, helping them. They sailed to Cyprus and preached. They sailed north to the mainland, to Perga in modern Turkey. And there John Mark left them and went home. Paul and Barnabas continued to preach Christ in another town also called Antioch, a different town. Antioch, Iconium, Lystra and Derbe, towns through a swathe of what is now Turkey. Many were converted, Jews and Gentiles, but especially Gentiles. And they faced persecution. What was their reaction to persecution? Acts chapter 14. Paul and Barnabas strengthened the disciples and encouraged them to remain true to the faith. Their message was, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And they returned to base, to Antioch, where they reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. Why did Mark leave them and go home? It's not fully explained, but when Paul and Barnabas decided to set out again, Barnabas wanted to take Mark with them, but Paul thought that unwise because he had deserted them and not continued with them in the work. And Paul and Barnabas had a sharp disagreement, so sharp that they parted company. Barnabas and Mark went to Cyprus. Paul chose another fellow worker, Silas, and went in a different direction. And Paul and Barnabas did not work together again. A harsh discord. But in later letters, two later letters, Paul mentions Mark. He tells the Colossians to welcome him. And in writing his second letter to Timothy, he asks Timothy to get Mark and bring him with you, for he is helpful to me in my ministry. And reading between the lines of this, we may conclude that yet again, Barnabas was the encourager. He took Mark, who had been overcome by some weakness. He could not perhaps stand the heat in the kitchen, and encouraged Mark to work with him. And so did Mark continue in Christian faith and life, that he later became, again, a support and help to Paul. Paul, who had rejected him as a colleague. Barnabas, not a perfect man, he shared in human sin and weakness, as did his colleague Paul, and as do every one of us, our Lord Jesus Christ accepted. But a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. That was his Christian character. A son of encouragement. A man whose life as a Christian was given to preaching Jesus Christ, Son of God, Lord and Saviour, and encouraging and urging his fellow believers to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. May you and I be that sort of Christian. May this church, St. Barnabas Church, Linthorpe, be that sort of church. And may we remain true to our Lord Jesus Christ with all our hearts.